And Philips MPPX, these are great. Today's date is 1/20/2024. Dictation is for Miss Elena Ortiz. Ortiz spells O-R-T-I-Z. Elena spells E-L-E-N-A. Date of birth is 04/23/1947. 76-year-old female, here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient was here on 1/15/2024. Had some labs drawn and is here to review those results, period. She indicated that since the last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says she has no complaints, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed. Compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were normal, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, no distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% of the room air. Blood pressure 176/61. Pulse 61, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, no use of accessory muscles, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgia gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times three, cranial nerves, two times normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is hypertension, number two is hypercholesterolemia, number three is anemia, period. Next paragraph. Patient's labs were reviewed. Labs revealed total cholesterol at 243 versus 200, LDL cholesterol at 160 versus 150. HDL cholesterol is at 58 versus 40 versus 50. Hemoglobin, hematocrit are 12.5 and 37.5 respectively versus the normal month of 13 and 38. Next paragraph. Patient and I talk about her blood pressure. She brought her log in. Her systolic continues to be elevated with current regimen of metoprolol 25 milligrams and lisinopril/HCTZ 20/12.5 milligrams. She was advised to increase her metoprolol to 50 milligrams to take it at nighttime only, and to continue documenting her blood pressure. She said she will. Next paragraph. We had a discussion about her cholesterol. She's inclined to do conservative approach, namely diet and exercises. We had a lengthy discussion on meals, type of meals to avoid and type of meals to consume that can help with her cholesterol and with her iron. She says she understands and will comply. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was given a prescription for metoprolol 25 milligrams 1 PO at nighttime. She will take with this prescription and the prescription she received about a week ago, she will take two at nighttime and should suffice her until her next routine visit in 3 months. End of dictation.